David Huntington, dramatic reel.
And I'm standing there at the door, her screaming at me from the other side, and the planes are smashing into the tours in my head. My spine, it pulses. My feet are wet, but it's no raining. It's beating down my back like the wash of jet fuel down a lift shaft. Let me see her. I can smell the fumes filling my lungs like a god. My sinuses on fire, raging. Can't fucking stop me, bitch. Why doesn't she get it? And then her wee face, my wee star. I can just see her through the letterbox. Oh, no fair. She knows it's me, but she's staring at me like I'm a stranger. Oh, no fair. Hello, we love? Is it you? No, it was coming up with hell before, and I didn't think. Why was it you, love? And did you watch your pop idol? Oh, I know you love your pop idol.
London, 1935, August. I'd been back 3 months in the old country and frankly wondering why. The weather made me liverish, no exercise to speak of. I'd had enough of restaurants and parties and race meetings. So I called my broker. He wasn't in. Dropped into my club, full of old colonial buffers. Had a scotch and soda. Picked up an evening paper, put it back. Full of elections and wars and rumours of wars. And I thought, who the bloody hell cares, frankly? What does it all matter? What happens to anyone? What happens to me? No one would miss me. I wouldn't miss me. And then I thought, wait a minute. Pull yourself together, man. Find something to do, you bloody fool. Something mindless and trivial. Something utterly pointless. Something, I know, a West End show. That should do the trick.